Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now to talk about the game from a Texans perspective, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He is the voice of the Houston Football Club. Let's welcome back to the program, because Baltimore and Houston, they kind of played a lot the last couple of years. He's Mark Vandermeer. Mark, good morning. How are you feeling today?
I am not eating that rat poison, Texans favorites, all of that. Forget about it. I am not paying any attention. Who's healthy? Well, I am paying attention to that. But to me, this is a tough one, no matter who's out there for Baltimore. The Texans have never won there, and the Ravens own the Texans in the all-time series, like you guys know. This is a big white whale for us. Got to get it, and I don't know how they're going to do it, but I'm there to watch like everybody else to see what happens.
Yeah, Captain Ahab might be running around out there, you know what I mean? But Ravens are 1-3. As you know, Mark, and they've been favored in every game. And ironically enough, as we just said, they're underdogs Sunday because decimated by injuries. But the Texans, back-to-back playoff seasons with a win in the postseason, prohibitive favorites to win the division where they reside at the bottom right now. What the hell's happened with them? Got their first win against Tennessee, but why the 1-3 start for Houston?
Bringing in a new offensive coordinator, rebuilding the offensive line, springing leaks on the offensive line, real tough opening slate, playing three teams. They're all 3-1. Every loss the Texans have had, these teams are 3-1 each. And opening at the Rams was tough. Look, I'm not making excuses. I'm just telling you why. Bucs are tough. Jacksonville, they should have won that one, but the Jaguars turned them over. The Texans had 3 fourth-quarter turnovers. It's totally unacceptable. So that's why. That's what happened. They're better than their record, but they just haven't shown it yet top to bottom. They got a win over the Titans, which was nice. They had 3 fourth-quarter touchdowns in that one, but they're still coming around on the offensive side of the ball. Now, defensively, this is as good a team as any in the league on that side of the football, and that can keep them in games. The key is getting the offense to click in time before it's too late this season.
Yeah, Mark, watching the film and stuff, Stroud never looks comfortable in the pocket back there right now.
Yeah, I think that some of that, and sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. Some of that is because he was hit so hard so many times last year, and then it all started off this year the same way. And, you know, they're playing the Rams, and they get a holding penalty here and a sack there, and they're behind the sticks, and it's 2nd and 22 or whatever. And it's really difficult to get out of those situations. And Stroud, I think he's still maturing. You know, he's going to turn 24 years old tomorrow. He's still a young guy, even though he's got some mileage in the NFL, 2 full seasons, playoff appearances. It's kind of like the start that Joe Flacco had with John Harbaugh. You know, when you look at new head coach, you know, rookie head coach, rookie quarterback, they go to the playoffs and win a playoff game in each of their first 2 years. And I know that streak continued with Flacco and Harbaugh. I'd like to see it continue with Stroud and DeMeco Ryans. But I think Stroud is still learning the game. You know, he really is. He was just sensational as a rookie 2 years ago. But you can't let that make you think it's going to be, you know, roses and sunshine from there on out. I mean, teams are really preparing to face him, watching the tape, coming after him. They have, and they still have won more often than not. So you'd like to see that continue here in Houston.
Hey, Mark, did Tomlinson get hurt at left guard, or did he get benched for Scruggs during the Tennessee game?
All right, so Juice, we think, when I say we, you know, the broadcast booth, think that Juice should get more reps, and they listened to us, clearly, because in the second half, Juice got all the reps, and they started to play better. Not that Tomlinson's bad, but it just seems like Juice is better than him at this point. They were doing this platoon rotation at the guard position. Look, I've seen it here before. I remember Dwayne Brown in 2008 platooning with Ephraim Salaam, and eventually Dwayne became one of the best left tackles in the league, and I'm hoping the same thing happens with Juice Scruggs at guard. We'll see where it goes, but they're still breaking him in, even though he's been in the league for a couple of years. So we'll see how that goes. I think Scruggs is going to be in there more often than not from here on in, but I've been wrong before about these offensive line predictions.
Now, where did Woody Marks come from? Because, you know, he's a kid that's got explosiveness and he's got some outside speed and stuff. He made some nice runs in that Tennessee game.
Yeah, he's a good runner. He's got a lot of twitch. He's got power, too, and he can catch the ball well. He had a receiving touchdown against the Titans. I expect a lot more from that. And, you know, in college at Mississippi State, he caught a lot of footballs. USC, not as many, but he could still catch the ball. And, you know, these guys these days, you have to track where they've gone to college three, four places in some cases. But he comes in as a fourth-round pick, and you can see the burst, the acceleration, 0-60 very quickly for Woody Marks. And I think he's going to get a lot more reps. Nick Chubb has been running the ball well. I expect to see a lot of him. It's AFC North time for him. And I think that when you look at this running game, they miss Joe Mixon a lot still, even when they do get production, because I think they miss his fire in the locker room and that kind of thing. So it's life without Joe, but they prepared for it with Chubb and Woody Marks. Pierce has been inactive. He can still do some things for you, but they've made their decision that way for now anyway.
Mark, it seems like, at least in the Tennessee game, they really don't throw the ball down the field. They'll take max protect, you know, at times, but then they only had two receiver route trying to get down the field. They're very, very protective of the quarterback, keeping tight ends backs. It very rarely seems like it's just the O-line.
Yeah, well, it's a bunch of things, right? And they don't throw the ball deep as often because I don't think they have the threats. Without Tank Dell, who got hurt a couple of times last year, but finally against Kansas City in December, and I don't know if he's going to be back anytime soon. I hope he's back. I'd love to see Tank out there, maybe late this season, maybe it's next year. But they don't stretch the field the way they used to. They have Christian Kirk now, which is a good addition. Jalen Knoll, rookie from Iowa State, he's doing some things, but it's not quite there yet in the passing attack because they don't have a lot of opportunities. You know, they got to get the ball to Nico Collins. They need to throw to Dalton Schultz, the tight end. They need to throw to the backs. So we'll see how it goes, but they've got to protect CJ first and foremost. You know, he's taken some vicious shots. He takes a lot of shots where I'm thinking, oh, he's not getting up from this one. And then he gets up. He's super tough. He's super thick in the lower body, and I think that helps him a lot absorb some of these blows.
Now, Mark, if it comes down to kicking, are you confident in Fairbanks? I know he missed one last week in the Tennessee game.
Fairbairns nailed a lot of kicks. This time last year, he was on fire. He was special teams player of the month, I think, and he nailed a ton of 50-plus yarders last year. Big leg. I think he's going to be just fine. I think a lot of the kickers, man, isn't this the era of special teams? Special teams coordinators, agents have to be the happiest people because this league is blowing up in special teams. All the block kicks, touchdowns scored. It's phenomenal. We're going to catch up with Frank Ross today, Texans special teams coordinator. There's a lot to talk about, and I knew this dynamic kickoff with the touchback at the 35 was going to set the world on fire in the NFL with different field position aspects because you're looking at yards per game being down because teams don't have the same distance to travel to the end zone, which is fascinating to me. Scoring's not down, but yards per game are because the fields are shorter, and this is what they wanted. So here we are. I'm confident in Fairbairn, though, and Tommy Townsend. I think those guys will be fine.
Mark Vandermeer, voice of the Houston Texans. Last thing for you, Mark, after the Ravens, Houston's on a bye, and then you roll it out through the rest of the season. Colts are 3-1, Jacksonville's 3-1. You just handled Tennessee. Handicap the South, 1-3 starts, not good for playoff history. 1-4 is even worse, et cetera, et cetera. So handicap the South and where Houston ultimately winds up, assuming health remains optimum for them.
I knew that with Jonathan Taylor, Daniel Jones would be that much better. You could kind of simulate the Saquon Barkley season he had in 2022. Maybe that would, you know, resurface in Indianapolis. Well, he resurfaced as Daniel Jones last week with two interceptions. So we'll see where it goes from there. But I do think the Colts are an underrated team. They're overlooked by a lot of people. I think the Jags are pretty good on defense. They're better than you think, but I don't trust them in the turnover department. I just think they're going to turn the ball over. And I know they're number one in turnover margin right now, but I think this is going to hurt them. Trevor Lawrence down the stretch in tight games. I do think Travis Etienne is really coming around here. He's having the kind of season they dreamed about, because a lot of people thought he might be left for dead in that running back room, and now he's having a good campaign, so we'll see where it goes. It's going to be really tough for the Texans to dig themselves out of this hole. They could not afford the loss to Jacksonville, because right now they'd be 2-2 going into Baltimore. Then you could split with Baltimore and Seattle, which they have after the bye, and take it from there. Now you probably have to win these next two, but it's still early. We'll see where it goes. A lot of weird things can happen. You guys must agree that with 17 games, it does give you that extra opportunity to change things when you're in these 1-3 type holes, because you have that extra game to make up for things possibly down the line.
Man, could be an extra loss too. Mark Vandermeer, yeah. Voice of the Houston Texans. Mark, we appreciate the time. Have fun in Baltimore this weekend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, gentlemen. Always a pleasure. Thanks a lot, guys.
There's Mark Vandermeer. Getting to know him because the Ravens play him every year.
Yeah.
And in the playoffs a couple years ago as well. When we come back, whip around, speaking of the playoffs, talk about those baseball, the postseason. Well, the Reds made a spirited effort to get to the playoffs. Two games later, you're done. But three finales coming up this afternoon and into the evening. Get into that. We'll take your phone calls 11:45, 11:30. However, it's Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Sun. He's the one that reported Lamar's going to be out for 2 to 3 weeks. And who else could be joining him on the sidelines against the Houston Bucks?
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, We'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All club here.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Total Request Thursday. Pick a song to play. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. And Nolan McGraw is going to make it happen for you. We'll get to your phone calls coming up around 11:45. Brian Wacker, the Baltimore Sun. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Preview this game coming up Sunday at 1 o'clock. Oh, by the way, Baltimore Game Day Uncensored is back from the Horseshoe Casino.
Yep.
Starting at 10 o'clock, and we'll be there. Me and Ken Wyman getting you ready to rock and roll for the first hour. And then Tim Barbalays, Vinny, Mike Preston, Cordell, all hands on deck, man.
Yep.
Ravens need a win. I know they're underdog. But baseball, yesterday, Major League Wild Card Round. One series came to an end. That was the Dodgers 8-4 over the Reds. Cincinnati was up 2-0 first inning, but LA just too much offensively because the Reds pitching's not that bad, but they got pounded. Mookie Betts 4-for-5, 3 ribbies. Kike Hernandez, Nolan, it's October, so this guy's going to turn into Steve Garvey for the next month. You don't even hear about him during the season. All of a sudden, the playoffs get here, and he turns into the best player on the team. So they sweep. They get the Phillies next. That'll be fun to watch. But earlier in the day, Guardians and Tigers, it was a tight nail biter again late into the game, and then the Guardians decided to finally put some offense together.
Swung on, hit a ton, deep right field, got a chance, gone. Brian Rocchio, Sunday game winner off the foul pole. Today, game leading solo shot to the seats and right.
Guardians radio on the call. Rocchio goes yard. Josh Naylor hit a three-run jack to add to the punishment for that Tigers bullpen as Cleveland puts up 5 in the eighth inning, and they even the series at a game apiece. The finale, do or die, coming up at 3 o'clock today on ABC. Jack Flaherty.
Ooh.
On the hill for Detroit. Helped the Dodgers win the World Series last year. Went back to the Tigers and has had kind of a star-crossed 2025. But this is for all three games. It's Game 7 of the World Series. You'll figure out your pitching matchups if you advance.
Right.
Right now, you're just trying to get to the next level. The Padres, they were up against it yesterday, and a former Oriole came through in the clutch.
And Machado cracks the first pitch to deep left field. Ian Happ will watch it go. Manny Machado destroys the first pitch splitter.
Yeah, that voice is familiar. It's Kevin Brown for ESPN. He and Ben McDonald and Jessica Mendoza. 3-0 shutout. Dylan Cease in the bullpen handling their business. How about that? Mason Miller thought 105 miles an hour with a bunch of Ks. Jackson Merrill. Severna Park, he had the ribby to start things off. Andrew Kittredge was the opener, pitched one inning, got the loss. That was it, but Manny, a two-run jack. That series tied at a game apiece. Yu Darvish against Jameson Taillon, a couple of veteran right-handers. That is a 5 o'clock first pitch from Wrigley. That one's on Espen. Tonight, Red Sox and Yankees. That one's going down to the finale as New York eked one out 4-3. Over the Red Sox. Duran had the ball at the heel of the glove and the base hit, the hometown cooking there. I mean, once you dive, it's an error. You know what I mean? If he's standing there and it doinks off his glove, like we saw from the kid for Cleveland yesterday,
right,
the Lauder, that's an E. But if there's, you know, you got to leave your feet, then you get the benefit of the doubt. But 9 times out of 10, he makes the catch. But it's 4-3, final score, New York. Place was going nuts. In the Bronx, It's Cam Schlittler for New York against Connerly Early, rookie left-hander for the Red Sox, who pitched well down the stretch. But again, look to see anybody that can throw a baseball for all three of these games pitch. If it comes down to it, that's it. So it's a great sports day. You got Thursday night football tonight, Rams and 49ers, 8 o'clock, Boston and New York at 8 o'clock. So get the dual TVs ready, which the old Bobster is going to have rolling for sure. Maryland, we just talked about this an hour ago. Jim Smith hosts Washington, 3:30 kickoff. Terps getting 6.5. Preview tomorrow with Keith Cavanaugh. TerpenTimes.com. This day in sports history. On the whip around, today's October the 2nd. Yikes. October the 2nd. 1977, Memorial Stadium, Baltimore Colts. Yes, that's right. They were a thing. Young kids beat the Buffalo Bills, who still exist. 17-14, Ron Lee, rushing TD. Don McCauley, touchdown pass from the right to rifle. Burt Jones, Nelson Muncy, and our boy Bruce Lair picked off Joe Ferguson. 17-14, Colts improved to 3-0. 1997, Orioles in Seattle, ALDS. Never forget Peter Gammons when he was on ESPN. Seattle in four. Orioles were wire-to-wire that year because of Randy Johnson and Jamie Moyer and all that. All right, Seattle in four, even though the Orioles had a better pitching staff than they did. Orioles 9-3. Brady Anderson, two-run jack. Harold Baines went deep. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, drove in two. Scott Erickson got the win. Orioles go up 2-0 over the Mariners in the ALDS. I was at the clincher game 4, not to make it all about me, when Messina beat Randy Johnson, by the way. 2014, Nolan, remember this one? Game 1 against the Tigers, ALDS. Max Scherzer for the Tigers. Chris Tillman for the Orioles. How about an 8th spot for the Orioles in the 8th inning? Nelson Cruz, J.J. Hardy go deep. Scopolo and Diaz had 2 ribbies each. And Tillman beat Scherzer as the Orioles get the win there. Go up 1-0. Tomorrow's the Delmon Young game, which we'll talk about during the whip, as the Orioles swept Detroit. All the experts picked the Tigers in that one, too. The sad part is the Orioles would then be favored against Cleveland in 97, then against Kansas City in 2014. And wind up losing as favorites. But as underdogs, they rose to the occasion 11 years ago today. When we come back, Baltimore Ravens, can they rise to the occasion as underdogs against the Houston Texans? But banged up, 11 Pro Bowlers last year for the Ravens, 6 didn't even practice yesterday, 1's on the IR. It's all kind of craziness going on. Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Sun, and then we'll get to your phone calls at 410-583-1057. We're going to bring Nolan in, too, because Nolan kind of napalmed John Harbaugh. We'll get him to do it again.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, on the Window Nation guest hotline from the Baltimore Sun, the aforementioned Brian Wacker. Brian, first of all, good morning. How are you feeling?
Good morning, guys. How are you? I'm feeling great.
All right. And I guess better than John Harbaugh was talking to the media yesterday about his banged up birds. But Lamar, if we're anticipating an absence window, and as you wrote a couple of days ago, it certainly looks like Houston's a long shot, maybe for a couple of more weeks passed by, possibly in Chicago. I mean, the adverse effect speaks volumes, but how does this change things for now a guy taking a lot of heat, Todd Monken here?
Well, yeah, certainly it'll impact, I think, some of their play calling and so forth when you've got, say, Cooper Rush in there versus Lamar Jackson, different set of skills between those two guys. And in terms of Lamar's timeline, yeah, look, I think, as I wrote in the story, unlikely to play this week, you know, sources saying 2 to 3 weeks. Now, a lot of people are making a big deal, of that timeline. We have to remember that third week is a bye week, so it's not like you would be missing any game time if you were to come back in that third week or be out that third week, because, you know, these guys really wouldn't even have much in the way of practice in that bye week. There's certainly a possibility, as I said, I think he'll try to give it a go this week. And of course, the Ravens publicly are going to come out, they're not going to come out and just say that he's out for this week and next week until they absolutely have to. But certainly, I think this week, the indication is that given the nature of the injury, very unlikely he would play this week. Next week, I think, is, we're 10 days out from next week's game. So, too soon to definitively rule him out. But certainly, I think it's up in the air for that week, I think it's a bit of parsing of words when you say week to week versus 2 to 3 weeks. You know, to me, that is week to week. So that said, yeah, it impacts their game plan, certainly. When you don't have a guy of Lamar's skill sets in there, even though this year, look, he's been really good this year, but also been off rhythm a couple of times. We've seen him a couple of mistakes. Of course, that Kansas City game with the interception. So, look, I think they will probably lean a little heavier on the run game than normal. You would think maybe there's more sort of quick passes, getting the ball out of Cooper Rush's hands faster, so he doesn't have to stand back there behind an offensive line that's been inconsistent.
Hey, Brian, how shocked were you that Harbs basically called out Todd Monken on Monday during his press conference about how, he was not happy with the game plan?
Certainly a little surprising, and really the second week in a row. And if you go back to the week before, kind of talking about play calling in that Lions game as well, after that one. So, to me, it sort of perfectly epitomized when you look at that Chiefs game where they had three different series where they had third and one or fourth and one on three different occasions, and they threw the ball all three times.
Yep.
And that's sort of, I think that kind of epitomizes the larger question in terms of some of the play calling. They had a second and goal from the two, I believe, or the one in that Lions game where they, run the ball once with Derrick Henry. There's some missed blocks. He gets stuffed, and then they go on to throw the ball and end up, ends up being a turnover on downs. So, yeah, look, I think there's certainly – it's interesting to me because, you know, we've heard Todd Monken talk about having a lot of weapons and a lot of hands to feed is a good problem to have. And, you know, you do wonder sometimes if it's just a problem because you do have to sort of manage that. And when you have all of these sort of toys to play with, you know, kind of how do you narrow down to just doing the simple things really well? And that said, I don't think it's all on play calling. There's, again, I think there's been some issues across the roster, whether it's offensive line being inconsistent, whether it's, you know, Lamar waiting for guys to their routes to develop and maybe not being as quick with some of his decision making as he would probably like to be on occasion. So I think it's been a very, as Harbaugh said, you know, there's not been a lot of rhythm to this offense at times this year, particularly the last couple of weeks.
Brian, I wish they'd give Corey Bullock, you know, a shot in there, at least alternating at guard, just because he's more athletic, you know, and I think he would fit in there in a run game, especially comboing up the linebackers and doing those types of things.
Yeah, you could certainly make a case there, and look, maybe that's something they will look at going into that bye week. Maybe they'll make some changes there. I asked John Harbaugh about whether there would be any offensive line changes, asked that about a week or so ago, and, you know, didn't give any indication. Obviously, we saw that was the case this past week. Certainly, you know, those guard spots, I think you start with Voorhees and then a little bit with Falele. You know, look, they've just not been great. There's no way around it. And Voorhees in particular, I feel like, is not really probably progressed the way they would have liked at this point. And so maybe you do give that a look, you know, either in the next week or two and see what you have there.
What do you think's going to happen with the defense, Brian? Because, I mean, we're 32nd, basically in every category, you know. And last year it took five games before, you know, Dean Pease had to come in. But my question is, where's Chuck Pagano?
Well, there's two things that jump out to me about the defense. First, you have to start with the injuries, right? Look, seven guys, down seven guys on
Sunday. Time out one second, Brian. They've sucked since the first game. And all those guys were healthy the other games, you know?
Yep, and that, look, and that leads to point number two. Clearly, you look at that Buffalo game and giving up that lead, and look, a lot of fingers are going to get pointed at Jair Alexander, who, look, Buffalo clearly targeted him in that game. And then we look at last week, Kansas City seemed to be picking on Marlon Humphrey, who, again, has, you know, not been very good this season. And, you know, look, there's questions. I mean, for the second year in a row, we've heard coaches talk about, you know, maybe trying to do too much on defense. So, to me, it sounds like John Harbaugh is getting more involved in those defensive meetings. I'm sure maybe Chuck Pagano is getting more involved in those defensive meetings. You know, they like to talk about a collaborative effort and so forth. But, yeah, there's no question this defense, it's not working right now. And you can look at every level of it, whether it's the pass rush and the guys up front, whether it's linebacker Roquan Smith, whether it's some of the cornerback play. You know, there's been some, you know, even a guy like Malachi Starks, not been bad by any means, but, you know, hasn't really made any plays. Again, a rookie, you know, so you got to temper your expectations a little bit. But, again, not a guy who – is particularly, you know, having impact right now.
Well, four sacks, one pick, one forced fumble. Nobody's making plays. Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Sun. Ravens offensive line's a little bit banged up. Last thing for you, going up against a defense that is pretty good. We just had Mark Vandermeer on from Houston. I mean, how do you see this one? Low scoring. Could Cooper Rush go full on napalm on their defense? Does C.J. Stroud get healthy? I mean, well, like Mahomes did. How do you see this one playing out? I'm guessing we all agree if Derrick Henry doesn't touch the ball 20 times, we're all going to be running hot on Monday.
Yeah, I think that certainly would be a strategy that we can all expect, right? And to your point, this is a Houston front and a Houston defense. It's very good, only giving up less than 13 points a game, number one in the NFL in that regard. So, I think it's tough sledding. Houston, for Baltimore's sake, you know, doesn't have a dynamic, explosive offense right now. They've kind of regressed from a couple of years ago. So, I'm with you guys. I view this as sort of a 2017 sort of ball game.
Brian Wacker, Baltimore Sun. Brian, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy practice today. Have fun down at the bank on Sunday, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
There's Brian Wacker, everyone. We'll come back, reset the show, get your phone calls at 410-583-1057. If we don't get them then, we'll get to them at news from the next time. Coming up top of the hour, we're going to hear from Nolan as well. We'll count some dough, late week style, hopefully by yourself. Talk about sports subjects of the day. And Vinny's going to break down the two teams statistically. He's going to explain why that Houston defense, even though they're 1-3, has kept them in games. And we know their offense is somewhat challenged. But when he talks about the Ravens stats defensively, a lot of threes in front of theirs. Pretty old quick draw in. Nolan, how you feeling? Two hours ago, I believe it was, not even. What you call Harbaugh loser?
Yeah, I think that was the quote.
Yeah.
Part of it, at least.
And I like your updates, too. You had like a pouting, or what was it?
I couldn't decide what terminology I wanted to use. Did I want to go temper tantrum, or did I want to go hissy fit?
Yeah.
I mean,
you went temper tantrum.
That's a little more, to be fair to Harbs.
Yeah.
Hissy fit sounds a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, we're watching the sounds now, but A.J. Brown, who's prone to the temper tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they won a Super Bowl. They're 4-0, and you know, they just beat the Rams and Buccaneers back-to-back weeks. And you know he's not getting the ball enough, so screw you.
Screw our undefeated
record.
Yeah. The A.J. Brown thing. Now I'm picturing a world where John Harbaugh is active on social media and posting Bible verses after losses and stuff like that. I mean, that there's a whole nother alternate reality that I'd like to tap into at some point. But hey, when December rolls around, we'll hear about the Advent. It's his favorite time of year.
Okay.
They sneak that into every answer. Advent, don't know if you knew that. It's the Advent. And that has everything to do with football. But don't ask about injuries. But I'll tell you about the Advent. Anyway, all
yes.
seriousness aside,
uh-huh.
All kidding aside.
No, I think you had it right the first time.
That was on a Freudian slip.
Yes, it was.
I don't think that there's any chance that John Harbaugh gets fired midseason. Now, I don't know if that's necessarily a hot take. Whether it deserves to happen or not, that's a whole different side story. But based on the way the Ravens have operated throughout their entire franchise history, it would be very, very surprising to me for them to make a head coaching change midseason. Now, when January rolls around, whole different story. I think that was even a talking point before this season started when we had high expectations. If they fall short of that, he could be on the hot seat. Again, not breaking any news there. But that's the reality. Coordinator change, that has happened. Harbaugh has fired coordinators at least twice.
Yeah, Billick did it too, previous regime.
But they were offensive. It was Cam Cameron and it was Mark Trestman.
Right.
Unless I'm forgetting somebody, he hasn't fired a defensive coordinator midseason.
Jim Fassel.
Well, that was Billick, wasn't it?
Yeah, he took over the play calling duties.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yes.
But yeah, Harbaugh era. Yeah.
Hand it to
happened.
Jamal.
Defensively, they just brought in extra people.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, right now, I mean, who's there? Who's the savior? And even if you did find a veteran coach to bring him in, is it going to be as noticeable of a difference as what Dean Pease did?
Well, listening to Cordell and Brian Wacker, Harbs is much more involved now in the defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, forget Harbs. You know, Harbs going to be involved because he's the head coach and he's responsible for everything. But Chuck Pagano needs to be more involved with the defense.
Mm-hmm. How do we know he isn't, though?
I don't know.
All fairness.
No idea.
Right. I mean,
no
he
idea.
Might be, and it's just
well,
not resonating.
All I know
right
is all that matters is that Zach Orr's calling the defenses during the game.
But Pagano's the secondary coach, right?
Yeah, and they're not
tackling.
They're
not playing
well.
All that great
no.
yeah. themselves.
Yeah, because just like Brian said, too, Humphrey, he's playing poorly. Alexander was bad, but, you know, I mean, that's really not on Chuck Pagano. I mean, he was.
But to Nolan's point about John Harbaugh, I would be absolutely floored, like George Foreman hit me with an uppercut that he hit Joe Frazier with in both fights, if John Harbaugh gets fired during the season. That goes mm-hmm. totally against any, no, like you mentioned, Marcher Broda coached out his tenure, Billick coached out his tenure, and John Harbaugh sure as hell has built up a lot of equity. Like I was surprised Brandon and I got fired, and I still thought it was kind of a bad move, with all due respect to Tony Manziello, who did a hell of a job given the circumstances. But John Harbaugh gone, they're wanting, when do you do it?
You don't.
Normally it's at the bye. Theoretically,
yeah.
but it's not happening.
And what does
that
do for the
Steve
team?
That's not Steve
Bisciotti. Right.
You know, I mean, all the other stuff was pre-Bisciotti. I mean, basically, Harbs and Bisciotti have been together the whole time.
Even Modell wouldn't fire coaches. Yeah,
and Steve Bisciotti would not do that, and Harbs doesn't deserve to get that during the season. No. We just wait till the season's over
100%.
And see what happens.
It would have to get extremely ugly. Like full-on mutiny, and even then, I don't know, because to compare it to, say, the Brandon Hyde situation where I said, hey, we need to make a change here because there's still time. There's still time to actually turn this season around. It was early enough. Ravens lose this Sunday. The week after, you go into the bye week. What, you're 1-6? Season's over. You know, you make any change you want to make. It's not going to change the outcome of the season. It's already over. So at that point, what does it matter? And you know, again, poke fun at Harbaugh today, but he has earned the right with his resume to finish the season.
Now, if they miss the playoffs, do we use because right now it's like the Orioles. Injury excuse is very real, extremely real. But they finished 7-9, and they're on the outside looking
then,
in.
Then you know that opens up anything. But you know, Nolan, but to your thing back about baseball. Baseball had brand new owners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the difference there.
And Bisciotti's very much on record with his support.
Just gave him a contract extent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is not how Bisciotti... I mean, when Bisciotti bought the team, he kept everybody. You know, he didn't make any changes. You know, and the new baseball owners, they came in, and I still remember the game. They were all sitting there by the dugout, and Batista threw that ball. It was an embarrassing loss.
It's against the Nationals.
Yeah. And then it was right after that.
The next day. And then all hell broke loose because,
nobody talked.
Yeah. Elias Rubenstein, they sent out a press release. And first people to talk about Brandon Hyde losing his job were the players. They handled that poorly, shall we say. And Elias didn't even meet with the team or the media until they were in Milwaukee on a Wednesday afternoon when there were like five people traveling with the ball club.
I got fired during the season, Nolan. December the 14th, I got fired on. Something like that. Yeah, I got...
Much during the Advent.
Yes.
December.
Yeah. and I was the happiest guy in the world. I had a great Christmas then.
We will Advent into news from the Nest. Take your phone calls coming up next at 410-583-1057. Hear more from John Harbaugh, too. Count some dough, hopefully, at buy or sell time. 12:15, talk about sports subjects of the day. There's plenty of that stuff. Great sports night. Hey, if you like college football, there's a game going on as well. Vinny's stat breakdown of the two teams. Vinny's keys. NFL lunch. We'll do our picks. College and pro, because Vinny's off tomorrow. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk real and fantasy football with him. His Bears are 2-2, and they come to the Ravens after the bye. I think from a fantasy perspective, who the hell's running the ball for the Cardinals right now?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.